Hi everyone. Today our verse is 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. So again, for our Lent devotions today, we are doing 2 Timothy 1 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. It's a short one, so I'll read it again. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So this verse, very short one, and of course it's telling us to have boldness, right? To not live by fear, but with power, love, and self-control. And if we think of the negative part of this first, I think we should recognize the truth that it is very easy to be afraid, to give into fear, and to actually live and be ruled by fear. Now, we don't talk about this super explicitly, I think, but I think so much of our lives can be ruled by fear. Now, in our context, in our demographic of our church, perhaps, it might not be so much like the fear of bad things happening, like as if, like, you know, as in like the fear of people coming to harm us or malicious people coming to get us in some way, right? Though it's possible that's something that some of us have fears of. I think for many of us, it's fears of the unknown or fear of what's to come. But there's one kind of pervasive fear that I think people have, especially in our generation. And that is the fear of what other people think. The fear of looking foolish or uncool. The fear of seeming or looking inadequate or stupid in some way. And so often, it's actually these kind of fears that hold us back. This kind of fear can be paralyzing for a lot of people. When we fear other people or fear how we look or just we have that insecurity within us, those fears can keep us from making decisions, making good decisions, or actually just making decisions at all. Some people are just paralyzed because they don't know what to do. These kind of fears keep us from living with freedom and joy. They keep us from living the abundant life that Jesus wants for us. And just think about it. Just think how hard it is for so many of us, myself included, to share our faith with our neighbors, to share about Jesus with others. We struggle because of fear, a fear of what people think of us. And so often we let that fear paralyze us and keep us from doing what God is calling us to do. And here, what Paul is suggesting in this very short verse is that this fear that we have, it is not from God. And I think that's really important for us to recognize. When we have that fear, that is not God speaking to us. Because God has given us a spirit of power, of love, and self-control. The spirit that we have, the Holy Spirit within us, it's not one that makes us afraid, but it's one that does the opposite. So when Paul says power, right, it's a spirit of boldness, maybe. The spirit that can just help us to proclaim the goodness of God to others. It's a spirit that moves us forward, right? A spirit of power isn't one where you're retreating or in hiding, but it's one of moving forward. The second is of love, a spirit of love. And that's the ability to love others selflessly. It's agape, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And that's, if we have the spirit of God within us, it should lead us to love other people, to not fear rejection even, but to just love freely. And that last one, self-control. This one doesn't seem like it should fit in here, right? Because it's like spirit of self-control. Like what is that? Another way to put it is self-discipline. But I think we should think of it like this. The Holy Spirit gives us power, the ability to say no to things that are unnecessary for us. Just think of, you know, self-control when it comes to like food, right? Sometimes it's hard to have self-control. We just keep on eating. But with the Holy Spirit's power, we can say no. That's not what I need right now. We can say no to sin. We can say no to fear as well. When we look at our lives, there are many, many reasons or many things to fear, right? We just look at the world around us. We are in the midst of a pandemic still, right? There's fear of the unknown, fear of the future, fear of what people think of us, fear of our, like, so many different things. But that's not from God. God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. God doesn't come to us wanting us to be afraid of people, of circumstances, of situations. The only thing he wants to fear is fear him, right? Fear his power or his wrath, or just have this fear of and respect of who he is. But besides that, if we have the Holy Spirit within us, we don't have to fear God's wrath. And instead, we have a spirit of power. We can step forward in faith. We have a spirit of love where we can selflessly, sacrificially love other people without fear of what we'll lose. And we can say no. We have a power to say no to the things that can lead us astray. And so today, let us receive that spirit from God. Let's hold on to the truth of that. Let's live with boldness, with power, with love, with self-discipline, self-control, as we know God's presence within us. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are with us, that your spirit is upon us. And I pray against fear in our hearts, a fear that does not come from you. I pray instead that we will make decisions, that we will be in relationship, that we will love others. We will say no to the right things because we know you are with us, God. And so, Lord, show us your presence, show us your love, and help us to live today with boldness and power, knowing that you are with us wherever we go. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.